test yourself, test your religious body. And when Jesus said, love God, love your neighbor, and we find that most all of America that are practicing their faith in buildings and in man-made religion are being deceived in two great areas. One, they don't have the biblical gospel, so they're really not even born of Christ.
Well, I have a terrible time to talk to people about the Ten Commandments. They're told there's no option. I have to follow the Ten Commandments. No option. But they come along with this new doctrine, and I have a terrible time.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, the Ten Commandments is the moral law, no doubt about it. And within those, Christ echoed and Paul echoed the New Testament law for us. So yeah, we're keeping, other than the Saturday Sabbath. We don't keep Saturday Sabbath.
I do, because I'd like to honor my God.
Okay.
Creator of the universe.
Yeah, but we have articles on that. If you go on the internet and read, I have a teaching article on that on our teaching blog. The Sabbath has actually been transferred to Christ. He is our Sabbath rest. So we don't need to keep, you can keep Saturday, but you don't need to keep Saturday anymore, because Christ is our
rest. I like to set that day aside so I can pray and think about the creation.
Yep. As long as you're not doing it for part of your salvation and, yeah. But what we find, though, is most American Christians don't have the biblical gospel. They have an easy believe Jesus. And then,
I know. That's a problem I've run into a lot.
And then the other thing we find is most, are you guys bikers?
Yep.
Okay. The other thing we find is, and in love, I have to say this, we find a lot of theme-based Christianity. Biker clubs, fisherman clubs, skater clubs. I even saw the other day there's a surfer church somewhere. And okay, this is very man-centered. This is appealing to people's flesh. And the Bible, the Bible tells us to strip ourselves down and be holy in all of our ways. And what we find is a lot of those clubs, I have a testing on biker clubs on my website, they really teach people to be worldly.
Well, what I do is I go into bikers that are bad boy bikers.
Yeah.
And I go, and when I see them goofing around, I go in there and start walking around with my back.
Yeah.
And I give them ideas. There is another way.
Yeah.
And kind of, you got to see the little bit.
Yeah.
You know, it has to.
I understand that. And you probably think you're doing good, but the question I have for you, though, is are you calling them completely out of the world? Are you calling them out of it? It doesn't look like it. Are you calling them out of the biker world, too? Because they should come out of the biker world.
Well, I think that Christ could use anything. I mean, you know, like bikes are just bikes. But some of these guys
they're idols.
Bikes. Yeah, they're an idol.
That whole lifestyle and the dress. Okay, the dress.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. You're my neighbor. I love you, so I'm going to tell you the truth. The Bible says we shouldn't adorn ourselves.
Yes.
Every time I see bikers, they're all adorned up.
Yeah.
But the Bible says don't adorn yourself. See, these are examples of how we're supposed to. The Ten Commandments are great, but there's more to follow than the Ten Commandments in the New Testament. Our website would help disciple you with a lot of articles and call people out of the culture, out of the world. Okay? Check it out sometime. And I'll look at your website.
I will.
All right. Thank you.
I teach little things on there. There's a little 15-minute video on my website.
Yeah.
And it's for people, basically, the things that come up in the world that are really a major problem, like this thing about homosexuality and how they can be saved.
Right.
Things like anything comes up that I feel is really important.
Yeah.
And the Lord leads me into it.
Yeah.
Then I put it on a little 15-minute video. Right now, I'm thinking about another video I'm going to be running, but I have to pray a lot about it first.
Okay. Well, if you go to our website, you'll find hundreds of articles, hundreds of videos, and hundreds of audios. It's a huge library, and I really think it would help every American Christian I've met to come out of man-made religion, come out of the world, strip themselves down, walk obedient to Christ, because sins beyond homosexuality are still sin. So if we're not living totally following God's word, here's another one for you. I just saw this out here. Christmas and Easter.
What?
Christmas and Easter.
These are pagan holidays that all of America embraces, yet God's people...
You can't tell the kids that.
Sure you can. No. No.
Yeah.
What is way?
You can't.
What does the Bible say? Train up a child in the way he should go.
Well, just
that's not training.
What I do with my kids, they all turned out pretty good. I had 12 kids and 2 married. And what it is, I always told them, I said, now this is the truth. And this is what we do. Okay?
Oh, that's now, called a lie, sir.
Now here's
that's
what
called
what,
a lie.
Here's what we'll do. I'll buy you presents, but I'm not going to buy you presents for Santa.
I understand it. But it's not, hey, let me tell you something. It's not Santa that makes Christmas sinful. What makes Christmas sinful is it's a pagan holiday instituted by the Roman Catholics. And when you celebrate it, you are, might as well go and lock arms with the Pope and all the rest of them because, and yeah, you are. And God says his people come out of pagan ways. So it's really a serious matter.
We don't put up the lights like everybody else. I said, we don't use that tree either.
Yeah.
I told him, I said, you know, this is important because you have to do this thing.
But Christmas is pagan, and you're still practicing Christmas.
Well,
you're trying to sanitize it.
Yeah, kids are grown up.
Yeah, well, but it's too late if they're already grown up. But you're trying to sanitize it when God says, don't do as the pagans do.
Yeah.
If you're Christ, why are you doing as the pagans do? You need to consider that. Go to my website, it'll help you. We'll call you out of a lot of things. We'll call you out of the world. We'll call you out of that biker club to be holy before God because the Bible says Christ made the way of eternal life. Hebrews 5:9, for those who obey him. If you are not obeying the word of God and all of the word of God, that means you're living in sin. And especially when you know about it. You've been told now, you need to now go and study that and test Christmas, Easter, your biker lifestyle to the word of God. And then repent and come out of it.
But the reason I do this is because,
yes. But
life is just part of life.
Right, but again,
you're going to have to come out.
Again, but we can do that. I can go do that at bike clubs and just preach the gospel. And if there's any men that really want to hear it, I don't need to be dressed like you. They'll hear it and they'll come out.
But they won't listen to me. I've talked to people.
You mean you're dressed like that and they won't listen to you?
Well, I dress like them and they listen to me.
They do?
Yeah.
They do?
Oh, yeah.
You mean that, but what are you teaching them? So that's what I ask. Are you telling them to come out of the world, or are you just telling them to accept Jesus, which is not a biblical gospel?
Well, the thing is, for the first to be born again, they must be born again.
Right.
Then they must be baptized.
Right.
By immersion.
Right. Well, baptism's not required for salvation.
Well, according to the Bible, it is.
No.
That's the way I understand.
How about the thief on the cross? Was he baptized?
Well, of course not. There's no way he couldn't do it.
Okay. Yeah. How about Cornelius? He had the Holy Spirit in Acts 10 before he was ever baptized, and he had the promise of eternal life to come. Baptism is just a symbol, and you should do it in obedience, but it's not part of your salvation. Are you part of the Church of Christ? Because they teach that. They teach that it's part of salvation, and the Bible doesn't teach that. The Bible doesn't teach that.
It does teach that it is part of salvation.
No, because that would make it a works-based salvation. And the thief on the cross never could have went.
Salvation is by Spirit.
By faith.
It's done by God through His Spirit.
By faith.
Putting a seed of Himself inside of us.
By faith. Your will has to bend.
Yeah.
But your will has to bend and meet God's will.
But we know. Like I used to lead little kids to Christ. And you'd know. And they got to Christ because their eyes brighten. They didn't know what had to tell them.
That seems foreign to me because here's what but we don't go by experiences. Here's what the Bible says the gospel is. You must come to Christ by faith in what he did, lay down his life. Hold on. You must repent. You must repent. You must be born again. Then you must obey in holiness and obedience. This is the problem I have with biker clubs and fishing clubs and all. They're not obeying. And then you must endure in the faith. So those people that claim Christ today must continue in their faith like we endure in our marriages. And any gospel short of that is not a biblical gospel. Because if you're not born again, you won't go to heaven. If you don't endure, you won't go to heaven. If you don't have faith, you won't go to heaven. So it's not just a feeling, it's not just God putting inside, it's your will, meeting God's will. You repent and he gives you a new heart and new mind. Then you must continue in that. That's the biblical gospel. And he calls you out of your old ways.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying, but I I love you. And I know you do too. I'm sure your wife does as well.
Does what?
Love the Lord.
Yes. But we must come biblically. Mormons love their Lord. And they're called, they're a cult. Right? They're a cult, so we have, it must be biblically. Jesus said we live by every word out of the mouth of God, and we can't run on experiences, and we can't make up our own feelings. We must read the word, rightly divide the word, and then we must obey the word. And the Bible, I'm just going to tell you this, the Bible calls you to come out of the ways of the world. And the biker world is not coming out of the ways of the world. You're merging the world in
with God's ways. I've always been a biker and I always will be, so I'll be the biker.
Who do you love more, the biker world or the Lord?
Well, I love the Lord.
More? Yeah. Then he would ask you to discern today. to obey the scriptures and to be not adorned.
But you should look at my website.
I will. I'll look at your website and you should look at mine.
My website is jc_save. At iCloud.com.
Do you have an email on there?
It's the same one.
Okay. That's cool.
It's an email.
I have thousands.
Where are your, that's an email. Where are your videos?
Must be on Facebook.
That's a Facebook.
Oh, you're on Facebook. Okay, so there's an email address. So I'll look at your website and I'll give you my discernment of your website, and then I'd love to hear what you think about what I've said about the whole
book. It's so hard for me to listen to everybody that's on there because I have, right now I have over 3,000 people on there that want to communicate, and I just simply don't have you. So wherewith to take care of it.
Yeah, let me help you out. Let me help you out. You get biblical and start preaching the truth and calling people out of the culture, you won't have 3,000 people trying to.
That's all over the world.
I'm saying you won't have, because the biker world is a big world. You won't have 3,000 people.
The Bible talks about
you'll have few.
The net. Remember the net? There were, in the last days, the angels are going to bring the net in.
Okay, that's the end revelation, yeah.
They're going to throw the fish out. Okay. Well, have you ever thought that net might be the entering net? Mm-hmm.
Don't have any idea what it's going to be. The mark of the beast, who knows what it's going to be.
But don't forget.
I won't. But just remember what Jesus said. He said, if you're mine, he said, the world will hate you. And what, well, hold on. But what I've seen in biker ministries is people in the world love biker ministries. They love that. Because they compromise and they dress like the world and they're cool. If you come out of all that, you'll find out what it's like to be a true disciple of Christ. And you won't have 3,000 people knocking on your door. I can promise you that. Jesus said few. He said few. So you've got to go a few more steps, strip yourself down, get your house fully in order. You see, I'll share this with you. Do you see how my wife dresses? I always point this out. Biblical dress and head coverings, that is taught in the Bible. How come women don't do that? How come women don't do that?
I know,
today?
We had a terrible time in church. It says for women to pray.
With their heads uncovered.
They have to have their heads covered.
Okay. And it's not just for prayer, it's also men should be uncovered.
Yeah, men are supposed to be their head uncovered.
Right. So why don't women follow that anymore today that claim Christ?
I have no idea. I've talked to many people about it.
Don't you think as a man of God you ought to find that out and first, before you can preach other people, doesn't your house have to be in order?
One of my Bibles that I've got explains to me that there used to be women of ill repute, they used to have their head uncovered. And the women that did covered their head.
That's not true, you know why? I can prove that's not true. You know why? Go read 1 Corinthians. Head coverings is taught in 1 Corinthians 11. Go read 1 Corinthians 1:1, and Paul says, this is one letter he wrote to the whole Corinthians. One letter. And he said, this is for believers and churches everywhere.
Oh, I know.
But so there weren't prostitutes everywhere.
I know.
So it's for all ages. So that's another thing that you need to wrestle with to make sure that your house is in order.
Yeah, of course. I'm just saying that.
That Bible's wrong because Paul says it's a cloth veil, and it's also part of a woman's modesty to cover her head. So, yeah, I'm just giving you a few examples. The gospel, worldly ministries that are seeker-sensitive. You know, I heard of a guy that goes to Sturgis.
No,
I'm talking about things of God. There's a man that goes to Sturgis.
Yeah.
You know what Sturgis is. Okay,
it's
an ungodly, vile place.
I don't go there.
Okay, now.
Maybe I will, I don't know.
Many of your biker friends and even your Christian biker friends do go there.
That's right.
And they're not going there for ministry work. They're going there to be just like those people. But you know what this man does? He goes out all year and he gets donations, and he goes and buys a cute little Sportster. Maybe the dealership gives it to him at cost. He buys a little Harley Sportster. He goes to Sturgis, a vile place, and rather than preach the biblical gospel and call men to repentance and strip them lives down, their lives down and follow Christ, you know what he does? He puts the little bike on display. Now, a little Sportster is pretty meaningless to most people, but a lot of guys would like to win it for free to give it to somebody or sell it.
Or
trade it for something better.
Or 50, 5.
Whatever. You know what he does? He puts up a booth. He has all these bikers line up with their idols, their bike idols. He washes their bikes for free just to attract people.
Really?
Then he gets a little card out and he says, would you like to win a chance at a free Harley? And they go, absolutely, I'd like to. They write their names and stuff down and he goes, the only caveat is you can put your card in and we're gonna draw and you may win it, but you have to listen to this presentation. He takes them, and there's a little TV, and he gives them about a two-minute presentation. No. And the presentation says this. Do you know that Jesus died for your sins? Would you like to accept Jesus as your Savior? Just raise your hand and say a prayer, and you can have eternal life. So men get a chance at...
I'm not sure that's biblical, but go ahead.
It's not biblical.
Yeah, right.
And that's what I've seen in most of these biker ministries, is they do bike blessings, they do services where they show... See, this is ungodly.
Yeah.
This is ungodly.
Yeah.
And so we need to come out of that as men of God and show them the opposite side of being a biker. We need to show them what a godly man and woman looks like. And then you're going to make true disciples of Christ. Right now, you're making false disciples of Christ and people that are worldly and carnal. And in the end, in Matthew 7, Jesus is going to turn most of them away and say, I never knew you. It's going to be a terrible thing. So we don't want that to happen to our neighbors. So we want to call them to full repentance and to be born again.
I believe I had a gospel problem ministry one time. I used to take thousands of beer bottles or whatever, put in a salvation track about how to be born again, put a cork on it, and throw out at sea about 300 miles, 200 miles at sea. Out of the commercial fishing boat, uh-huh. And I come back.
Yeah.
Well, one time I was out there, and we were going out on this, it was called the Grand W, I believe. It was a, what kind of boat was it? Anyway, it was a double anchor, about 65 foot.
Yeah.
You had about 13, maybe 15,000 possible bottles. But even we got combined your effort, put it all in this boat, and then the boat took out. Well, anyway, we got out. After a while, it was just, I was at the wheel. And we took time at the wheel because 200 miles, it doesn't sound like much.
You can't see short.
You can't see short.
it's a long way.
It's fun. You got to get your rest because if you don't, you have to lose the weight.
Yeah.
And things like that. Well, anyway, I was at the wheel. I made sure I had plenty of rest. And I was sitting there, and there was a man. Before that, there was this cloud. It was like a fog bank. And, well, I threw the radar on because, you know, we're out in the middle.
Yep.
We could run into something.
Tanker or something, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They'll chop in, too. Anyway, turned on the radar and got going. There was nothing there. I went into this fog bank, and I came out on the other side. And there was a man walking on the water. This man had, like, mucklucks, goldish, kind of maybe bronzish type of shoes. His garment was so white it was blue. Yeah, it must have. And his robe around the center had this, it was a red, tied it up like a bathrobe. It was like a bathrobe. And I thought, I'm going to run him over because I've gone 12 knots. I wasn't thinking. I was a little tired maybe. So I pulled the wheel around to go around him, not thinking he's walking on water. And I thought, well, he's not ahead of the boat any, you know, he's still the same distance, so
yeah.
I'm not gonna run him down.
So he's walking on the water.
12 knots ahead of us, going 12 knots plus.
Mm-hmm.
And then he stopped. He turned around like that, and his eyes was like horizontal traces of something. It wasn't eyes, it was flashing and flashing inside. He turned around and went like this. And then he just simply disappeared. And about that time, I was sitting there, I'm just shaking because I was so scared.
Were you
afraid.
A believer at this time?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But I was so afraid that my knees, my bones were shaking. It was so bad.
Yeah.
And I don't usually get shook. this.
Who was that?
God only knows. Anyway,
and what was the purpose of it?
What?
Okay.
The other two came up forward. They were arguing in the back of the boat. One of them says, I think we ought to throw the balls out here. Buster, he wanted to go back. Then Craig said, I think we ought to go back and go out a little further. I asked him, he said, well, what do you guys see out in front of the boat? And by then, the image was gone. And a little spiraling came down on the forward running iron. He was kind of balancing himself. He was just spiraling. You know, 50 feet out, 75 feet out in front of this boat. And he says, nothing. I told him the story. I said, Buster, you're the captain. I'll tell you, I'll do what you want me to do. But you're going to have to make a decision here. Yeah, Buster says, well, I think we got a little further. So we did. We went a little further, and finally we got into a magnetic flux out there. It was like when you go under steel with a magnet, it'll spin.
Yep, yep. Right?
Okay. Well, we went out there, and they were steering the boat, and this and it came around, and we started cutting our own wake, bouncing the stern, if you hear it. I thought, Buster, you can't steer a boat straight. And he says, I am steering it on course. He says, no, you're not. You're cutting your own way. And so Craig, he ran up there. I'll take his wheel for a while and do it. So he was up there. Back there, I said, what's the matter with you, Buster? He said, I'm telling you, the compass was right on. And then about that time, Craig, he cut his own way. And I thought, my. I said, Craig, you can't steer right either. Nope. Went back. So he came back and said, come up. He said, praise the Lord. So he came back and we threw bottles out. I said, save the big ones. They had Bibles in them. I said, we got to get out of this magnetic flux. The compass was right on. Right on.
So you threw little bottles out and you left?
Threw it out, pointed off of them in order to get out of this magnetic flux.
So what's the purpose of this strange apparition you saw?
He wanted me to throw the bottles out further. And that's what we did. We couldn't go out any further after a while.
Hmm. That's anyway, a strange story.
It was. It's the truth. I'm telling you the truth.
I'm not saying you didn't see something, but I'm not saying it was of God.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what it was.
You know, Satan can manifest himself too.
Out of those bottles, they washed up on the Russian shore. It takes about a year or 2 years for them to get over there because it's over 3,000 miles. They all washed up on the shore. And I said, now there's a mirror. So this guy out there was taking out these little, on a boat. Yeah. He had these little plastic bags over his tracks, rubber bands.
Yeah.
He was throwing them over, and that was his ministry in Russia, see?
Yeah.
Well, he saw clicky, click, clicky, click, turn around, and here comes these bottles. Well, we had our address on it, so he was able to contact us, tell him what was going on. He says the prophet, he was Russian, person. This is a prophet said that they had to hire extra people to pick up all these bottles. I said, do you realize how impossible this has to be? I said, you could take three bottles, throw them in the ocean or in a lake, and by the time it gets to the other side, they're there and there and there somewhere.
Yeah.
But I said, we had.
Although the ocean currents, I've heard of that. I mean, we see wreckage
it's
all
impossible.
The time. We see wreckage all the time coming
up
together.
I know, but it's impossible to have bottles travel over 3,000 miles.
Well, you know what's amazing is in ministry, and I talk to a lot of people, I hear a lot of different stories, and I always tell people this. To me, that didn't happen to me. That's just a story.
Yeah,
it happened
sure.
to you. But you know what? What it ultimately comes down to? We have to obey the word of God as
well,
we
course.
See it written.
Yeah.
And you and I have covered a bunch of areas that you really need to work on.
Yeah.
That story
we
was interesting.
Need to work on areas.
Well, you can look at my website and you have to send
we
me an email.
We don't all have it all, you know.
Nope. Send me an email. Send me an email, whatever you think I need to work on. But we have confirmed that the biker ministry and the gospel and even our own home is not in line with God's word. And I love you enough
well,
to tell
I
you.
I see these churches and I
I'm
see
not
God,
part of any of that.
I see God moving, but it's difficult.
No, be careful. Satan moves too in these places. He's a master deceiver. We must cling to the word of God and obey it. Otherwise, Satan is having a field day with man-made religion.
Well, absolutely. I can understand.
Yeah, yeah. So that's our charge. That's our call. You check out our website. I'll check yours, and I hope to hear from you.
Okay.
All right?
Hope to hear from you too.
Yeah, I'd love to hear from you. We love to hear from people all over the world.
But the story is a true story. And they talked to me, the Soviets came over and went on to talk to me. I said, so I don't know how they got there. I didn't mean to send them out there, just are not to work.
Yeah.
Let the Holy Spirit guide these guys.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, he says that he wanted to know how we did it. I told him, I didn't do it. We didn't do it. It was the Spirit of God that did it.
Yeah.
It had to be, because you had currents, you have winds, you have storms, you have shipping.
That's true.
Oh, it happened.
If that's true, all the more reason for you to repent and obey God's word to its fullest.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Amen.
I'll let you guys know.
Yeah, I got some. Thank you for coming over. Test yourself at our website. And I'll read your articles and I'll send you an email. I'd like to hear back from you. Okay? Have a joyous day.